Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins.
His mercy endures forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and ever hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ, your Son, whom with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the ones who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord has told him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. What then are we to say was gained by Abraham, our ancestor according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now to one who works, wages are not reckoned as a gift, but as something due. But to one who without trust work trusts him who justifies the ungodly, such faith is reckoned as righteousness. where the promise that he would inherit did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there violation. For this reason, it depends on faith in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of all of us, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. In the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead, and calls into existence the things that do not exist. The word of the Lord.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one can do these things, these signs that you do, apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, You must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's whenever I read this gospel about the visit of Nicodemus to Jesus, I'm struck by the old language in the old translation, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." And my favorite line is, "The wind bloweth where it listeth." And you know it's coming, but you don't really know where it comes from or where it's going. Didn't you kind of feel like that this past week with this windstorm that blew by us? I tell you what. And I'm always struck when somebody says, "Look at that wind." You can't look at the wind unless it's in the form of a twister or, you know, something that, you know, then you can see the wind. But otherwise, you can't see the wind. But this typifies what Nicodemus came seeking when he came at night to check out this guy, Jesus, that he'd heard so much about and heard was doing all these wonderful things. After all, he was a Pharisee, an upstanding member of the synagogue, and he couldn't be caught in daylight, broad daylight, going to see this Jesus and ask him questions and check him out. But there was more motivation than that he came at night. And coming at night is symbolic of, well, Hank Williams, "I saw the light, I saw the light, no more darkness, no more fright." But he came because he was seeking to know and to understand what this Jesus guy was all about. He came out of a sense of longing and hunger for the knowledge and love of the Lord. He was obviously drawn to somebody because he started out with a compliment. "No one can do these things you do except with the presence of God." So God must be in you. Right there, we see part of the problem. Here's Nicodemus, and here's Jesus. Because Nicodemus is asking questions, and Jesus is answering him in ways that Nicodemus just doesn't get it. He says, you know, Jesus says, "You only way that you can get it is if you're born from above, if you're born by the Spirit. If the Spirit is reborn in you, making you new and whole and empowering you to live the way, the truth, and the life." And Nicodemus can't do anything but say, "Well, how do you get born again? You can't go back into your mother's womb." See, Nicodemus is down at this earthly level. "I just don't get it." And Jesus is saying, "Listen close, my friend. The wind blows where it blows. And you can't see it. You can't know where it comes from or where it's going. You can only give yourself to the wind of the Holy Spirit." Well, Nicodemus is just still doesn't really get it. And yet that hunger and thirst after righteousness is what also attracts Jesus to Nicodemus. Did any of you see last Sunday's 60 Minutes? It was an astounding two-part story with Leslie Stahl about the young girls and the school in Afghanistan that barely escaped the coming of the Taliban and the fall of the government we had propped up there for so long. And they managed to escape, and they were taken in by the country of Rwanda in Africa. And they were teaching these young girls that would have no chance of even going to school under the Taliban. And they were teaching them in English so that they could learn an international language, the international language. And the girls were so eager to learn. And everybody in that school was so, and Rwanda was so happy to have them there. And they were so eager to learn and so hopeful that someday they could go home with their knowledge. And it was heartbreaking to think that that may never happen. But it was so encouraging that they had the same hunger and thirst after righteousness that brought Nicodemus to Jesus. Reminds me of that phrase that's sort of been overused the last few years: lifelong learning. You see, that's what we're bidden to seek in Christ: lifelong learning. We're never there. We never quite get there. We're always at the Nicodemus level, wanting to have things explained and labeled and put out so our brains can understand it. But Jesus makes it clear: that's not what counts. But what counts is being born anew, born of the Holy Spirit, born from above, so that that power of lifelong learning might ignite our hearts and empower us to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves. So that we can sing the song, I want to walk as a child of the light. I want to follow Jesus. In him there is no darkness at all. The day and the night are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. We must always be willing to be open to lifelong learning of Christ. We must always be willing to offer ourselves in seeing things new, experiencing what can be made whole, what can be made life-giving, what can be made empowering, not just for ourselves, but for those with whom we live and serve and have our being. And so I'd like you to join me in this perhaps best known verse that we bandy about so easily. Don't look in your papers, you know it. Don't look in your Bibles, you know it. John 3:16. Okay, say it with me. We know love by this, that he laid down his... You don't know it? No, no. 1 John 3:16. And perhaps you don't know it, but here's how it goes. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. Not that there's anything wrong with the one we know. We have to start there. But just like Nicodemus, who started by coming to Jesus at night for his safety's sake, but also out of the curiosity that drove him to Jesus. And we don't see that fulfilled in Nicodemus until the resurrection or the crucifixion. When Nicodemus with his buddy Joseph of Arimathea go and ask Pilate to let them bury him. And Joseph of Arimathea risks his own new tomb. And together they bury Christ so that he may rise again and they may be born again in him forever and ever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for remembering that.
The prayers of the people. Sustained by God's abundant mercy, let us pray for the church, the world, and of all creation. You alone are God. Sustain your church in times of wilderness. Give vision and wisdom to bishops, their staff, and all entrusted with the ministry of administration. Counsel all who faithfully lead your people into the future. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You create verdant gardens and expansive deserts. Tend to the needs of every living creature. Bless those who work in fields and orchards, that the world is nourished by the fruits of their labor. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You know our temptations. Sustain those who govern and legislate. Instill in them a sense of your justice and righteousness, that equity and peace would pervade all the regions and nations of the world. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You are a hiding place for all in distress. Draw near to exiles and accompany all refugees and immigrants, especially children who travel alone. In times of trouble, trauma, or illness, Surround your people with your steadfast love. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You offer abundance to all. Bless the ministries of hospitality in this place. Care for those who tend to the needs of others, especially worship greeters, coffee hour hosts, and nursery attendants. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You come to us in times of trouble. Bless those who we now name. Ava, Belinda, David, Henry, Harry and Terry, Bob, Joy, and Julianne. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You alone are God. We praise you for the faithful departed in every age. Unite our prayers with theirs until our wilderness journey is complete and we rest in you. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We lift our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your steadfast love and your promise to renew our whole creation through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace.
First of all, we've been really negligent in making this one announcement. This is the first Sunday of the month, and as so, the loose plate offering goes to the rector's discretionary fund. Remember, that fund is the way that Robert and St. Thaddeus are able to help those in great need. Second announcement is that starting today, in fact, I rushed over here from St. Albans. We are having a weekly session, what we call Episcopal 101, to answer all questions related to the Episcopal Church, how it works, what our beliefs are. That is structured in a way where you do not have to be there from the first class to the last. You can pick and choose the Sundays that you want to attend. We have a light snack / breakfast starting at 8:45, and then we kind of break into a light discussion at 9 o'clock, and then we kind of get into the heavy lesson about 9:10. So. And it'll last till about 10 o'clock. And trust me, I made the trip today. You can be there for the entire class and still make it back here if I'm on the train. So, that is all. Are there any other announcements? Dad!
We will be having a list for you signing for Lilies for Easter. If you want to do a donation for another time during the year, that's on the door at the Flower Hill. And also, we'll have lilies at the church. Coffee time. Thank you.
How much are the lilies?
12.
Out one other thing I should have mentioned. So for those that want to participate in a kind of a morning study program but can't make it over to St. Albans, starting after Lent, we will be continuing classes on subjects that people raise up here at St. Thaddeus. So if you, for whatever reason, can't make it to St. Albans but are still interested, after Lent, we'll be doing something else. So, thank you.
Well, in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and our bounden duty. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was tempted in every way as we are, yet did not sin. By his grace, we are able to triumph over every evil and to live no longer for ourselves alone, but for him who died for us and rose again. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen."
Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer, Redeemer of the world, grant us your peace, give us your peace.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now unto God's gracious mercy and protection we commit ourselves. May God bless us and keep us. May God's face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. And may the light of God's countenance lift us up and give us power and peace to know and to do God's will this day and evermore. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.